Programming, the fourth subject. Or start learning in the middle with promising blank platforms. An example of a high-level game or platform is the earliest version of Dorm Room Social Network. An example of a low-level game is learning programming itself, where in order to progress to the next level, one has to learn about modules or databases and database workflows. And an example of a useless game is a teacher turning a school subject into something that feels like a game, but it's actually more complicated now. Let us set school subjects aside, as they actually prevent real education from taking place. School subjects and their stupid divisions are great to turn up evidence of education in order not to lose state accreditation, but that is because schools threaten students into pretending to get an education by means of memorization, which is just pretending to learn. And the root cause here is everyone involved in a particular school just getting paid. That's why teachers prefer you memorize and don't really care if you comprehend anything or not. Let us take to learning programming, because it is the one thing that creates products that never go bad and do not even require warehousing. In a word, you create your products out of thin air. You can sell the product, you can sell monthly subscriptions to accessing your product, or just the .com itself, along with all the code you created, where other internet business people can simply take over and not have to worry about setting things up from scratch. In fact, programming is so important, it should be the fourth subject, right after reading, writing, and arithmetic. There is a way to learn programming that absolutely feels like an amazing game, except it is real and infinitely more captivating. And that is deploying ready-made platforms that can handle payment processing and open up a range of ready-to-customize product and service configurations. Before I give you an example, please understand, and this is critical, that you do not build these platforms from scratch in order to learn programming, but start in the middle and modify them. Here, you will never have to learn what a loop or function or an if statement is. You will just discover it on your own as you are customizing the code. And if you need help, then artificial intelligence language models will answer all your questions about it, and then some. You must not begin learning programming in the beginning, but from the middle with a blank platform that you can already deploy and get a feel for. It is not ordinary platform code. It's perfectly professional, but also designed for students. They are high-level games, blank social networks ready for signups, AI assistant services for businesses, homes, automation, and individuals. They can use external services like generative art AI, but provide better value, better tooling, and prompt engineering or tracking. Every one of these platforms has three critical requirements. One-click deployment, beautiful diagrams and documentation, and fully functional payment processing ready to activate. Furthermore, You can't automate the process of creating platforms. All students deploying these platforms must have personal interest in what they do. Otherwise, they will become bored. Now, for an example, imagine a student interested in making children's books and beginning her fourth subject, programming, with not really knowing where to go or what to do, until she realizes that AI can both generate the graphics and the basic text outline for a children's book. So she grabs a platform designed for printing on demand and some sample code that connects to both kinds of AI, art and text. She makes a really crude example, an approximation really, deploys it, and becomes completely fascinated with how close that membership and payment interface is to creating a website where people can sign up for $10 or $40 a month and start creating children's books and later offering them for sale under a print-on-demand model, where no book is printed until someone buys it. This young lady no longer needs to learn programming. It is something that she will consume. She is just advancing forward, level by level, until she is able to launch this business and get her mom and grandma to sign up and create some colorful and beautifully illustrated books. This is how teaching programming is done. This is how students really learn, without being slowed down by stupid subject divisions and ineffective schools. The next platform she creates will be even more brilliant. The code base will be more elegant and smaller. And the platform after that will be even more successful. Not once will she get scared of bad grades, unfair teachers, bullies, or even threatened with low GPA and misery or poverty or homelessness. She will be driven with her curiosity, creativity, and brilliance. That is how real schools that aim to provide real and effective results function.